I've been reading so much sad news lately on the environmental front, and now with the horrific loss of the space shuttle Columbia, that I feel as though my heart is weighted down with lead. But last week I got an email with some genuinely happy news. Tom Nichols, a researcher at the Nature Education Center in Fifield, Wisconsin, who works through the North Central Research Station in St. Paul, Minnesota, has been involved in a long-term study of gray jays, learning about their longevity and sight fidelity for the past 21 years, along with research partner Leanne Eglund. The original purpose of their study was to identify and monitor birds associated with the long-distance dispersal of lodgepole pine dwarf mistletoe at the Fraser Experimental Forest in Colorado. That's where the two of them have banded and followed over 500 gray jays during the past two decades. There's a very low probability that most banded birds will ever be found again, but gray jays tend to stay on the same territory year after year. One particular jay was trapped and banded by Nichols and Eglund, along with the late Frank Hawksworth, on August 16, 1985, the year the jay was hatched. This individual jay was retrapped about 2 miles from where it was originally banded in 1998. It was caught again in 1999 and again in 2000, all in the same territory. Then on August 30, 2002, 17 years after it was originally banded, that particular gray jay was trapped once more, making it the oldest gray jay known to be living in the wild. This gray jay has apparently spent its entire life on a territory about 2 miles from its original banding location, which was probably close to or on its parents' territory. Something deep inside me is cheered by the thought of that one bird surviving through so many extraordinary world events. This gray jay has lived through 4 presidential administrations, 2 horrible space shuttle explosions, at least 111 successful shuttle missions, a presidential impeachment trial, the Gulf War, and September 11th. During this bird's lifetime, the Soviet Union has collapsed and the Berlin Wall was torn down. Yet this bird has gone through its long life blissfully unaware of any of this. It's never tried Botox or expensive face creams, never had a facelift or a tummy tuck, never gone on a diet, never eaten at a fast food franchise, nor purchased food through a Whole Foods co-op, and managed to keep a normal weight over the years, ranging from 65 to 73 grams, hovering at and just under about 2.5 ounces. Nichols says that by all accounts it remains in good condition despite its old age. Might that perhaps be because it has successfully managed to steer clear of human foibles? Fortunately, it has thus far been more successful at eluding predators than it has at eluding researchers. You can see a photograph of this oldest known gray jay on my website at www.lauraerickson.com. Just click on the link to the February radio programs. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.